Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called No Feelings Today. None. Not one. Today's story was written by Donna Harwick Rice. It's illustrated by Eileen Ramirez. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
Dope.
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 Dope. That's who he is, friends. You never know with us who it's going to be. Every day it's somebody different. Well, I'm happy that you're here with us. Dope. Are you ready for your book? All right.
Toto.
I don't think I'm going to feel today, Alex said to Grams, yawning and sitting down at the kitchen table. I had a lot of feelings yesterday. I'm done with feelings for now. And there he is, at the table at Grandma's house. What is she doing?
She's cooking pancakes.
Yeah,
she's making... And she has a doggy behind her.
Mm-hmm. Grams turned from the stove where she was making banana pancakes. Oh, yum. And glanced at her grandchild. Yeah, it was a big feelings kind of day, I know, Grams said. Having feelings is kind of part of the deal, kiddo. It's just how things work, she said with a smile. I don't think so, Alex replied. I'm going to skip them today. Okay, hon, Graham said. You let me know how that goes, all right? All right. I wonder how many pancakes he ate.
200.
Banana pancakes are delicious. So Grams has taken that one pretty well, and away he goes. Alex is off to start his day. After breakfast, Alex got dressed and brushed his teeth. Noodles wagged her tail and nudged Alex's hand. Who is Noodles? Do you think? In the picture
Noodles
we can see.
Their dog.
Yeah, Noodles is their dog. And I'm going to guess... Noodles, is named Noodles because Noodles looks like a pile of spaghetti.
Yeah, Noodles.
You want to go outside? Alex asked, starting to smile as his cute pup with the lopsided ears. But he stopped before he actually smiled, because that would be feelings. And no feelings today. Alex and Noodles ran outside. The day was cool and just a little cloudy. The sunshine lit up the treetops where Mrs. McGinty's yard, where Alex noticed new eggs in a bluebird nest. That sneaky smile started to creep back in, but Alex got a hold of it. No smiling, he said. Noodles barked and wagged her tail. I don't think Noodles knows that she's not supposed to be happy today. Noodles found her ball and brought it to Alex. Good girl, Alex said with a grin. Woof! Noodles said. Oh, yeah, Alex answered. Knock it off, feelings. Uh-oh, but...
Now he's feeling mad.
Now
he's getting feelings.
He's getting feelings. Now he's annoyed. Alex tossed the ball up high and Noodles caught it. That was awesome, Noodles, Alex said, and he smiled from ear to ear. Having no feelings was harder than he thought. Alex threw the ball again, but just a little too high for Noodles to catch. Noodles and Alex both ran to look for the ball. Alex didn't see a rock in the grass. He stubbed his toe and tripped. Ouch! He cried. His toe really hurt, and tears welled up in his eyes. Crying is feeling too, he said, and tried to make himself stop. It didn't work. You know, sometimes when you have an owie, you can't make the pain stop. Grams, I think I'm going to feel again, okay? Alex asked, walking back inside the house and straight to Graham's. Noodles licked his hand.
You feel all your feelings, buddy,
Graham's answered with a hug.
The happy ones, the sad ones, and everything in between. Your feelings are part of you, and I love every part of you.
Woof!
Noodles said. Her wagging tail showed she felt exactly the same way. The art in this book has just been precious, but I just noticed something extra cool about this book.
What?
They've got Starry Night by Van Gogh in their living room. Do you see it? Can you spot it? We like that piece of art because of all the swirls and the colors. And it's pretty nice. So it's possible that you really can't turn off your feelings, right? Is that what you think? Yeah, I agree. So we'll have to come back and read this again and again, because sometimes it's fun to imagine what would happen if you tried. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is
the end.